Hello and welcome to The Eclectic Hour with your host, Craig Boyer. KKR on Community Radio's The Eclectic Hour is a show that is sometimes an eclectic mix of music only, and is sometimes interviews with music woven in relating to the subject and to the person being interviewed. Today, I'll be interviewing Jonathan Foster and playing some of his fine music that he's written and recorded. So today's show is all about the life and the music of local talent Jonathan Foster, who's also the founder and owner of Miracle Mile Records. Welcome, Jonathan.
Hey, thank you for having me, Craig. It's great to be here.
Well, now my first question for you is, what has your career path been besides music?
Well, my day job, if you will, is I'm an environmental biologist for 20 years now. And for the most part, I've been a consulting biologist in the Clean Water Act and Endangered Species Act field. So I help clients bridge the gap between their project needs and meeting the environmental regulations, mostly in Northern California, and specifically with state and federal agency requirements for utility, transportation, and water resource-related projects. I'm self-employed for that, and it's about a part-time gig these days. the great juggling act of many hats and balancing art with a science career.
A challenge right now, for sure.
Indeed. Yeah.
Now, you aren't from Reading. You, as I understand, you're from New York State?
Indeed. Yes, I grew up in the Adirondack, foothills of the Adirondack Mountains, and way up northern New York, about a hour and change from the Canadian border in St. Lawrence County, a little town called Cranberry Lake. And I went to school in Syracuse for 4 years and took a job in Northern California. I've been in Reading for a good chunk of 15 years now.
So how do you think about being in the West Coast as compared to being on the East Coast?
Well, there's similarities with natural resources, and that's why I'm here, and then also with art and music too. But I guess I've spent half of my life in each place now, and I have a piece of me in each of those places, stretched out over 3,000 miles. But I'm probably off track of your question a little bit, but
that's fine.
You know, there's some great differences, but I think it's the outdoors that kind of connects me to both places, and that's what keeps me having roots here, as well as our great national forests and natural resources and fishing and hiking and camping.
And the wide open spaces.
Indeed, yeah. So it's still that American dream of emancipate yourself and, you know, find your freedom in open space of the West a little bit. Of course, we have those challenges, and we all have different ideals in this day and age, but you know, it's a very, very beautiful and special place where we live up here.
I agree. Now, when did you first take up the guitar and then start writing your own music?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a late bloomer. I did get my first guitar when I was 15 and didn't do a whole lot of good things with it. And I still fumble around with it from time to time. But I had a classical guitar that was given to me by a friend that was a few years older who kind of gave up on it, and I still keep in touch with him today. And so I noodle around, but I was mostly singing in high school, and then in college we had a rock and roll band that would pay some of our bills, playing parties on the weekends. And that's when I started getting a little more serious, but I really put it down for a while and didn't get very serious and kind of a daily player till my 30s. And then really started refocusing on the guitar as well as songwriting. But I did write and publish my first songs when I was 18 to 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And, but really, you know, it's really been the last dozen years or so where, you know, publishing about 10, 12 songs a year type of thing and putting a priority and a focus on songwriting, making it a part of your every day, if you're not your weekly existence. You know, it's a big difference between just doing it casually and being a hobbyist and making it a part of your everyday world.
Well, now you founding Miracle Mile Records, what what made you do that? What caused that?
For Miracle Mile Records, I think we're about 5 years old now. It was kind of out of necessity. I felt that there weren't enough opportunities for songwriters in focusing on their craft and art versus just you know, the everyday scene of entertainment and performing. And I wanted there to be some more focus on some of these projects that were coming out of a couple of studios in Northern California, and not falling on deaf ears when they came out. And you know, it's been a learning curve, and it's a lot of fun. It's for, you know, it's for the right things and putting the songs and the artists, songwriters first. And you know, our goal is just to get as many ears on those projects and songs as we can. And so it's a bit of a labor of love. It just kind of happened too. There was some push and support for it, and it did create more opportunities for some of us. And it's kind of a cool thing just to have as a separate little niche to focus on some independent albums that have been released, especially here in the Redding region of Northern California.
It's had quite an impact on community radio. We've been able to share those performers on a regular basis. I know Shane does it all the time. I do it sometimes, and we do get that music out there. So it's really rewarding. And could you tell us some of the folks that you've gotten on your label?
Oh, certainly, yeah, and thank you for that. Community Radio is one of our best friends all over Northern California. We're very fortunate to get airplay at all, and so we like it when folks appreciate what we do. But we have about I think we have about a dozen active artists right now.
Quite a few.
We have Scott Joss from the Sidemen and the Strangers.
You even have Chris Gustafsson on that latest CD of his.
Yeah, Chris sings on two. They're very prominent moments. It's pretty special. And I'm just watching kind of in the middle of Ken Burns' country music documentary right now. And gosh, Chris has some great interviews going on there, as well as Merle Haggard, which Scott, you know, has spent a good 10 years with Dwight Yoakam and Merle, and now Chris. And so that's cool. We have his latest solo album going, and that's got a lot of great response. And of course, with everybody being on hold right now, it's hard to for guys like that to keep you know, what's around the next corner type of thing. So we're always looking for opportunities for folks like that. But some of our founding artists are the Jim Dyer Band, the Nick Champy Band. We have Annie Cody from Palisadro, singer-songwriter. Anna Jay and Leah Annalise are two up-and-coming young women who have their debut albums within the last year. I'm pretty excited about both of them. And then I'm probably forgetting some, but we have some other bands like the Albert Brothers, Buckhorn Mountain Stompers.
They are so much fun.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And so we have cool diversity and some other kind of all around songwriters for the most part. Some others are Mark Perko, Michael Gaither, who is down in the Santa Cruz area and is a big radio guy for K-Pig down there. And so it's cool. Everybody is an independent artist, and they're operating as independent artists. But we try to, you know, have some fluidity with what we can do to help each other, lift each other up from a group standpoint, so we're not all just marching alone all the time type of thing. So trying to find opportunities, trying to get songs placed, radio opportunities, things like that. But it's cool. It's cool to see people create and embrace their art, and you know, and people helping people, basically, on the roots level of independent music.
I'm glad you could be a catalyst for that. It's made a lot of difference in our area. Now, there's a question that I like to ask my guests, and is: are there a song or an album that was in some way life changing for you? Had a big impact.
Oh boy, yes. Well, you know, every year, every other year, I feel like I have that moment, and I'm hopeful that that's a part of my evolution as a human, as a person, as an artist, as a recording musician. But yeah, so I thought about this because you were very generous in throwing this question to me ahead of time, which may have been, it made it worse, because looking back at 40 years of listening and performing music, you know, I keep going back to this transition. Like you asked me where my roots come from, where I grew up, and probably the album that I spun the most in that year that I moved from, transition, you know, from the East Coast to the West Coast, was John Hiatt's Crossing Muddy Waters.
Oh, I love John Hiatt.
Yeah. And that album in particular, to me, was a transition for both going from rock and roll more to a roots-based acoustic singer-songwriter, mm-hmm. and kind of mm-hmm. bringing it back. And that was my, you know, I had to become an adult in a hurry on my own.
Yeah.
Everything that I could fit into my pickup truck. And first full-time work and having nowhere to live and no money and knowing anybody, that album was pretty special and kind of made me retool and refocus on the type of music I wanted to make and produce and listen to as well. And it kind of was in the same line of, you know, T. Boone Burnett put out the Old Brother Where Art Thou soundtrack around that same time. Nickel Creek had their debut album. And it was a really cool renaissance of roots music, bluegrass, and kind of a folk revival with the Hardly Strictly Bluegrass Festival in San Francisco mm-hmm. was starting around then too. And so that was a huge period of time for me as a songwriter. And I was still very much in my infancy. I was only, you know, maybe finishing two songs a year type of thing. but that album is really, really good listen. It's a short one, but I've covered multiple tunes off of it and I can still pop it in today. And I feel like it gives you that same feeling.
He's one of the most dynamic performers I've ever seen. I've seen him twice now. I saw him at the Brit Festival, and I was just a few feet away from him. And then I saw him in Sacramento at Raley's Field, I believe it's called. And he blew the socks off of everybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was fantastic. I was just amazed.
Yeah.
Just amazed.
He's a very unique artist, performer, and individual. Yes. He's so talented. And he was kind of a, started off in kind of more of an edgy punk rock thing and transitioned into blues. And, and then with that was kind of this, you know, acoustic blues rock revival type of thing. And he's a special writer. And, he comes from the South, but he can really, he seems to have kind of his brain wrapped around the bigger picture of mm-hmm. America, too. Mm-hmm. And I've always appreciated his different perspectives on every day, and he's had some big tunes picked up by some heavy hitters like B.B. King and Bonnie Raitt and others, but probably the most special show that I saw John Hiatt perform was right here at the Cascade Theater down the street here.
I didn't even realize he played here. How did I miss that? I don't know.
And I have the poster.
Oh my God.
2006, and what made it like extra extra special is the Mississippi All-Stars were
band. they were the backup band at the Brit Festival.
Yeah,
that may be because I saw him there at the Brit, and it was probably the same time.
Very
I think it
well,
was
maybe. Yeah.
And so I didn't go to both. That mm-hmm. was probably it. But yeah, I had the backup band of the Mississippi All-Stars.
Oh wow, yeah, there's nothing else like that. That may be the best show I've ever seen at the Cascade.
It was one of the very best shows I've seen. Well, okay, we better play some of your music.
Oh, God, me now? Let's talk more about John Hiatt.
No. All right. Now we're going to start out with How Are Ya? From your Wildlife CD. We're going to do several songs from your Wildlife CD.
Good morning, good evening, afternoon to you. Some days are like diamonds, the ones I sing to you. Some days are like demons, messing in my head. Some days I regret half the things that I've said, and I'm sorry if I broke your heart. But it feels like a good day for a fresh start. So let's lift up our glasses, make memories to last us. The more that you drink, oh, the better that I sound. No need to look me up, I'm not a star. I just keep on riding on this merry-go-round. And I'm sorry if I broke your heart. It seems like a good day for a fresh start. diamonds, the ones I sing to you. Some days are like demons messing in my head. Some days I regret half the things that I've said. So I'm sorry if I broke your heart, but it seems like a good day for a fresh start.
All right, now we're going to go on to Louise.
1, 2, 3. Oh, geez, Louise, you got me down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, oh, please, Louise, get out of my dreams. I need some more sleep, Louise. What's a poor boy to do with a woman like you, Louise? She has the style of the skyline's lights, smiles like the moon, so her eyebrows slide. It only takes one wink of her eye. Oh, geez, Louise, got me down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, oh, please, Louise, get out of my dreams. I need some more sleep, Louise. What's a woman like you doing with a man like me? Curves of her artistry like time standing still, towering buildings on top of the hill. She's a wildflower who's never been picked. She's so free, she'll never wilt. Oh, geez, Louise, you got me down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, oh, please, Louise, get out of my dreams. I need some more sleep, Louise. I was picking and grinning right from the beginning, Louise. She walks to the sound of the breeze, only speaks what she believes. All of her dreams will come true. There's no clouds in her coffee blues. Oh, geez, Louise, you got me down on my knees. I'm begging you, please, oh, please, get out of my dreams. I need some more sleep, Louise. I don't know what to do without you, Louise. So much time that others require, so few days in between the fire. Find your way to find your way and live each day a little more. Down on my knees, I'm begging you, please, oh, please, Louise, get out of my dreams. I need some more sleep, Louise. I'm going down swinging just to end the inning, Louise.
Jonathan Foster, does Susie know about Louise?
There's a real Louise.
Oh.
She lives on Knob Hill.
Yeah?
She used to work with my wife, Susie. Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Good friend of ours.
Oh, okay.
And so the story goes is Louise used to come to my shows and for a couple of years would harass me that there's no songs about Louise.
Oh.
And there needs to be a Louise song. And so I finally gave in, even though I pointed her to a couple of Louise songs that I knew about. But she was happy. I got a good tune out of it. And
yeah,
thanks for playing it.
Interesting story. Very interesting. Okay. There's the background on that one. The next is California Golden, and that happens to be my favorite song of all of your music. And as I was telling you before, it's kind of an earworm. Once I start hearing California Golden, then it stays with me for quite some time. And that's not a bad thing. I like something that has some staying power. And that's what this does for me when I hear California Golden. And I'm also a big booster of California. I think it's pretty an amazing place. So, California Golden.
Looking out at the half moon in this land of gold, understanding was no more before I go. Oh, before I go. All my secrets are buried in these grains of soil, like kings in the forest, crowning my soul. Oh, please crown my soul. Rushing me back home, California golden. Hope I leave with some while I'm still young. Please forgive these mountains that curse where you come from. You believe the thieves don't scorn me none. No, don't you scorn me none. Pushing me back home, California golden. Hope I leave with some while I'm still young. Take me alive. California golden, rushing me back home. California golden, hope I leave with some while I'm still young. Oh, I need someone while I'm still young.
Well done. Well done. Was that Scott Joss on the fiddle?
Indeed it is.
Ah, boy, he's amazing.
Yeah.
Now we're going to go on to Stagecoach.
Folks up ahead, the creek they're jumping, the whistle blows, the smokestack's pumping. Make sure you're riding high with your friends by your side. Any other way would be too risky. My stagecoach is pretty, it's full of whiskey, They're lying in wait near the tracks by the river. The water's like ice, it'll make you quiver. No other choice, go over the falls. This day is getting a little misty. My stagecoach is pretty, it's full of whiskey. Stagecoach, whiskey folk, wheel it out, we'll stake her down. My stagecoach is pretty, it's full of whiskey. Broncos are bucking in the sidewinder's way. Another lonely scene keeping you at bay. Just another reason to celebrate the season. Oh, then she whispered to me, my stagecoach is pretty, it's full of whiskey. The day is blue-gray, it feels like a winter. You keep adding fighters to the stringer. Don't take it lightly, all the pearls in the night. She's a little bit more than frisky. My stagecoach is pretty, it's full of whiskey. Stagecoach, whiskey folk, wheel it out, we'll stake her down. My stagecoach is pretty, it's full of whiskey. My stagecoach is pretty, it's full of whiskey, My stagecoach is pretty and it's full of whiskey,
That little sound that you hear in the background, it almost sounds like reeling in a line, a fishing line. Is that intentional?
Somewhat or accidental on purpose. I can't think of the name of the instrument. I play it. It's a percussion instrument on a pedal, and I can't think of what it's
called.
Huh? Truly called, but it's basically metal beads on a rotating.
Oh, that's how you do that.
Spool, and so it adds a percussion texture that I really like in some circumstances. But I wish.
Made me think
I'm
horrible
of that. Though. Well, it's kind of a fish and drinking tune.
And I know you love to fish.
A little bit, yeah. I co-wrote that with my buddy Joe Mischdahl, and he's a far better fisherman than I am and a fantastic drummer. Mm. And so my other buddy, that's my favorite whiskey, is called Stagecoach Whiskey. Distilled down in Santa Barbara. And
I see.
So I combined a couple of my favorite people. And,
and your favorite stuff. Favorite drink.
Made up a story about my van being full of whiskey and going fishing.
I understand now. Now, you're listening to The Eclectic Hour on KKRN Community Radio, and your host, Craig Boyer. We want to let you know that the community support of our listeners is what's keeping these programs on the air. If you've not already done so, please consider joining our KKRN family by sending a donation of support to Pencil and Paper Ready, KKRN, at P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Or you can find the donate button at our safe and secure website at kkrn.org. And there's yet another way you can help the KKRN cause, and that's by donating your car, your truck, your boat, RV, or motorcycle to KKRN by going to careasy.org or by calling 1-855-5555. 800-500-7433. And we thank you so much. We have Jonathan Foster in our studio, and we're going to resume with more of his music. And the next song I've chosen is called One Line at a Time.
For the strong, a Lapa queen, 5 years young, oh so young. And then on New Year's Eve, her soulful face misses the dawn. An extension of words and peace, sorrow to ease. Juggling jokes turn faces red. One step closer home in my head. One line at a time, step to the side. A war without peace is to divide. Echoed laughter and fallen tears, oh, begging we change. And gone with an outstretched arm, what's a few more broken bones? Holding his hand for one last breath, no more learning after death. They say we're heroes and they all cheer. Keep the word alive as more questions fly. Drinking from the fire hose that they call life. You can only stand in one line at a time. Line at a time, baby, step to the side. A war without peace is to divide. Echoed laughter and falling tears, oh, begging we change. Reality haunts those who sleep. And break fast here in the black. 1 week to normal, there's no turning back. One line at a time, baby, step to the side. A war without peace is to divide. With echoed laughter and falling tears, oh, begging we change. One line at a time, step to the side. A war without peace is to divide. With echoed laughter and falling tears, begging we change.
Jonathan Foster, is there anything that you'd like to say about that particular song?
Well, there's a lot to say about that one. That was co-written my wife Susie after she lived and worked in Sierra Leone for a handful of months during the Ebola pandemic. And so we worked on that together based on her journaling. there and her experience with her colleagues. And so there's a lot of, it's kind of a poetic representation of her, I don't know, three plus months working in the heart of a healthcare crisis. And it draws up a lot of similar problems that we're facing right now. So I just my brain was rolling. That tune was discussed in a dissertation for a PhD from a colleague of ours too. Just there's some, it's not the greatest story song in the world, but you know, kind of the underlying thing for me is the one line at a time represents, like, you know, we try to do so much at once and try to understand so many things, and we believe so many things are right or wrong, black or white. But really when it comes down to is we all have to stand in the same line for care when there's a silent war going on in the form of an unseen virus. A
pandemic.
And there's so much that we can learn from the Ebola crisis in West Africa that we're still ignoring as a country here, and it drives us bananas every day.
I'm sure.
We all think we're epidemiologists on social media, and we're not.
No, not at all. Oh, thank you for sharing. Next up is To the Sea. That's just kind of a fun song.
There we go.
On the choppy seas, like a Dixie cup, all wild and free. Follow me. Well, I'm a bag of bones with weak knees. Gotta keep this ship sailing with ease. Follow me. Follow me. Should the waves knock you down? Oh, don't you frown, oh, the moon pulls the tide around. Well, that's all she wrote, a pirate's creed, a siren song in the seaweed. Follow me to the sea. Well, you sway your hips cause you love to dance. Feel a fire inside, wanna take a chance. Follow me. All the gray and wet, and your feet got cold, and you scratch your head, but you're not that old. Follow me, follow me. What went missing for a while? A pretty song and a handsome smile. See him load the ship with the treasure map. Grab your coat and boots and don't forget your hat. Follow me to the sea. With me now, kid, I wouldn't steer you wrong. If you got a mate, he can tag along. Follow me. Bring your stories in and we'll pour the rum. hear the belly laughs and the guitar strum. Follow me, follow me. Drop the sails down, free the soul. Feel your heartbeat, that's the goal. If it's all it seems to be, it's up to us, plant the seed. On the ocean roll, you're a special guest. Whatever style you got is the style that's best. Follow me to the sea. Follow me to the sea. Follow me to the sea.
Yeah, I'm about ready to go over to the coast and cool off a little bit.
Get that slow flow of the ocean, huh?
Yeah. Now, our next song is called Reclamation Town, and please, Jonathan, tell us the history of this song.
Sure. This I wrote this song specifically for a songwriting contest put out by After Five magazine here locally out of Shasta Lake City, and they were looking for tunes related to Shasta Lake or the Shasta Dam or Shasta, the city of Shasta Lake specifically. And so I'm like, well, shoot, I should do that. And so I came up with Reclamation Town, which is kind of a play off of the Bureau of Reclamation and their project of the Shasta Dam and the city of Shasta Lake kind of being the convergence of Project City and Central Valley and Kennett and the other villages that were up there, and kind of what would Woody Guthrie meets Todd Snyder write about our little region here. And so this is kind of a fun tune that I put together for that contest and ended up winning, which was kind of fun, and got Morgan Hannaford on there on mandolin and
all right.
It's a little local tune, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Reclamation Town up next.
In Northern California, right atop the Central Valley, they built a Project City where concrete defies gravity, and with more than 10,000 hands they built the big dam where Shasta Lake now stands. And it flooded the hills far and wide where the miners, loggers reside in the native land of the Wintu tribe, where the hard workers earn their fruits and lay down all their roots. I'm telling you, it's quite a sight. Reclamation Town, recreation abound, where the water's weight more than gold by the dam of old Frank Crow. Can still find a silver dollar, children's rock and floating houses, in a grindstone large as an ox. A little slice of American life where the people are still polite all along historic 99. You'll find Reclamation Town, recreation abound, where the water's wait more than gold by the dam of old Frank Crow. Reclamation Town, recreation abound, where the water's wait more than gold by the dam of old Frank Crow.
Next up is a song called Jonathan.
Mm.
Hmm. Who could that be?
It's not about me.
It isn't?
No. And this is a murder ballad, unfortunately. Semi-disguised as a little bit about some of my, I had reoccurring dreams growing up, and still once in a while I do. And no, the sad part of, you know, as an artist, I do weird things like that. You know, Jonathan Foster names the song Jonathan, but it's not about me.
okay.
There was a really bad murder in Texas, maybe 10 years ago, and maybe a little sooner, in more recent past than that. But in any case, there's another Jonathan Foster who was murdered as a child in Texas, and it was called the welding torch murder, I believe. And and for whatever reason, though, it didn't get a ton of national publicity. It definitely did in the Houston area, and it's an unfortunate tale. But
it was about a different Jonathan Foster.
It's about a different Jonathan Foster. So all of a sudden, in the independent music world and all the music world, you're constantly looking about how do you show up on social media, on Google and the internet. And all of a sudden, my name is associated with some very, very intense headlines. And it's obviously not me. And there was never any confusion about that. But it got into my brain a lot, and like how unfortunate it was. And one of the images, they said, you know, the last time he was seen, and the shirt he was wearing was a guitar on his shirt. And this is a kid. And so I felt like some kind of connection, and I had to at least attempt to write something about it and
capture it in song.
Yeah, and I like this song. It never it has been, somebody plays it, it gets lots of streams out of this Nashville radio, and it does get comments like, oh, that's the first time we've ever heard anybody address it kind of, I don't know, respectfully, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not sure. I'm still unsure about how I captured the story because it was still in this time where I'm developing my songwriting skills, where I found when I listen to this now, maybe 6 years later or so, I still feel like, why did I bring it back to me? I had no business doing that. But as narcissists, songwriters and artists, sometimes we do that. But in any case, I'm glad you like this tune because it's one of my personal favorites, and I don't ever perform it. And
let's get it out there, Jonathan. We're going to do it now.
I was a teen, I had reoccurring dreams, held for ransom in Birmingham in a building. And on other nights, drowning in the Tennessee, while the Baptists trying to save me. But the truth is like that old river song, be a bit muddy, and all I could think was, years later, North Houston, Buffalo Bayou, the unthinkable to a child I never knew. A guitar t-shirt, his heart beating just like a nightmare, only this one came true. And the news channels clamored, the radicals raptured, while the people cried out, all I could think was, all saints is our name. The only thing the same is our name, man. All saints is our name. The only thing we share is our name. Waited for 3 days for a possible runaway, was seem like two lifetimes to me. There's little difference between fame and infamy, like an old western robber poised for history. Tell them what happened, tell them why, tell it to lift us up, tell us before you die. And I'm not a monster, no, I'm not, she cried. I'm no monster either, but some people live to lie. All the same is our name. The only thing the same is our name, and all the same is our name. The only thing we share is our name.
Now, our next song is about somebody named Susan. Would that happen to be your wife?
That indeed is.
Okay. Yeah, I like this song too, and so we're going to do that one.
All right.
It's that time of night, the time when I go, and the mornings come quicker than you'll ever know. As I wipe my face dry, step on the gas, and it's high time, Susan, I start driving fast. Well, it's high time, Susan, it's that time of year, driving alone with love, loss, and fear. Well, I'm only one man, try to give you the most. It's high time, Susan, I wish you good luck. It's 100 degrees while there's fog on the coast. Smell of Old Bay has me thinking the most. Well, there's one thing I know, thing that's true, that it's high time, Susan, I send love to you. Well, it's high time, Susan, that I'm coming home. This life I've outgrown, it ain't nothing I own, but in a month I'll get lonely and itch for the road. And it's high time, Susan, I'm leaving once more. In the sound of last call, and I don't have much money, but I'm all out of songs. Well, there's one thing that's certain, one thing I know, that it's high time, Susan, that I hit the road. It's early in the morning, I should get to bed. This roaming and rambling leaves thoughts in my head. I don't know what I did to make you upset, but it's high time, Susan, that I get to bed. Whoa.
Well, Jonathan Foster, we're running out of time. I had a whole lot of other songs I wanted to share with our audience. One of them's called The Rope, and then Help Me Run, An American Highway, Scotch Pie, and a bunch of them, but can't do them all. But let people know how they can get your music.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and sorry I probably talked too much, but you can find me out on the interwebs at www.jfmusic.net and www.miraclemilerecords.com. And if you're on YouTube or Instagram or Facebook, give us a subscribe, a like, or a follow, and all your favorite artists, especially your independent artists, need to stay relevant, and they need your support on social media and online these days. So I really appreciate it. And then go to kkrn.org and pledge your support to keep these shows going for us all.
Okay. And Jonathan, we're going to go out with a little bit of Goodnight Rohan. That's about your nephew?
My niece, Rowan.
Niece.
Yeah. And she lives out there in Syracuse, New York. This is a little lullaby for her.
Okay. We may not get it all in, but we'll do what we can. I want to say I hope you've enjoyed the Eclectic Hour, and we want to thank you for lending us your ears and supporting KKRN Community Radio. And a big thank you to those people we count on daily to put these shows out where they're supposed to go. And tune in next week for another edition of the Eclectic Hour. And now, good night, Rohan.
Rowan.
Sun has replaced the moon, the clouds have turned blue, and what was snow now falls as rain. And all the flowers in bloom, the leaves on the trees turn green, and will eventually wave into red and orange. There will be pumpkins to pick and bright bows to untie. Tomorrow we'll dance at morning light. Good night, Rowan. Good night, Rowan. Good night, Rowan. It's time for bed. It's time for bed. Well, you go play and you'll swim. Maybe your dogs will come too. And when you're done eating and cleaning, it's story time. Your parents, greats, and grands, as your aunts, uncles, and cousins love you. And all the friends you haven't met yet, they're going to bed too. And good night, Rowan. Good night, Rowan. Good night, Rowan. It's time for bed. It's time for bed.